Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's listen to the Bible together, and then try and hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 28, verses 8 and 9. The women ran quickly from the tomb. They were very frightened, but also filled with great joy, and they rushed to give the disciples the angel's message. And as they went, Jesus met them and greeted them, and they ran to him, grasped his feet, and worshipped him. The women who found the empty tomb on the first Easter Sunday morning clearly experienced a riot of emotions. They got up early to anoint the body of Jesus because this was the first opportunity to do so after the Sabbath. Their astonishment that the stone of the tomb had been rolled away was then compounded by meeting an angel whose face shone like lightning and whose clothing was as white as snow. The angel informed them that Jesus had risen from the dead, just as he'd promised, and told them to go and tell the disciples. As they ran off, Matthew records that they were very frightened, but also filled with great joy. This sounds like a considerable understatement, and amidst this tumult of emotions, they then met Jesus himself. The amazing news of the resurrection of Jesus was not something that the women could keep to themselves. It had to be shared, and so they rushed off to pass on the news to the disciples. That's always the nature of good news, isn't it? If you or a member of your family have just had a great success or happiness, you can't wait to share it with others. You're looking for any opportunity to slip in your piece of news. And that's how the news of the resurrection has spread throughout the past 2,000 years. It's so amazing that it has to be shared. Year by year, the number of people attending church in this country declines. That means that we certainly cannot rely on people hearing that Jesus rose from death in one of our churches. We need to share the message online, on radio, in magazines, newspapers, and most powerfully of all, by each of us telling our friends and families. Unlike the women who heard this news for the first time and for whom everything was a shock, we don't need to be frightened. We have every reason to speak of the resurrection of Jesus with confidence and with joy. Let me pray with you. Loving Father, thank you for raising Jesus from death. Help us to share this amazing news with those around us. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.